has been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Justin McPatches, bitches.
This is Not For Air Radio.
With Justin Jordan.
Exclusively on BodogRadio.com.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio. See, every time I do that, because I'm so used to playing horror music on that fucking show. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio on PodunkRadio.com, Metal Zone Radio, Podbean, all over the goddamn place. Happy October. Happy Halloween. Second week. Yes. I know, I got like three more left. So we're excited. So that was Squirrel Nut Zippers, a little bit of it. Not enough to get in trouble. I don't care. It's awesome. It's, you know, fucking Halloween. Hopefully everybody's had a good 8 days. I really hope so. Speaking of which, I have 8 movies that I reviewed or gave a synopsis for on Underground Horror Radio. on Bandcamp. So if you go to Underground Horror Radio on Bandcamp, you can find the album that says Underground Horror Radio 31 Days of Halloween. Each day, I play the trailer for said movie, and then I talk about it. Well, like 10 minutes. It's not like this or anything like that where it's an hour long. But just my little thing for Halloween. I'm a big fan, as you know. A lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of people we got to promote because they're awesome and it's that season. There's a couple of good shows coming up. As far as me doing radio at them, I'm not. I don't even know if I can actually go to them because I'll be working. I will be at Morbid Movies for Reanimator, which is on the 23rd, which is like 2 weeks. So I'll be there for that. And then a week after that, it's Halloween. And I'll be at Spooky Empire. So if you have not got your tickets to go to Spooky Empire yet, which is the biggest horror convention in the Southeast, you should go. It's going to be at the Hyatt, which is an awesome hotel. I think it's brand new. And we'll be there. And a lot of guests. Linnea Quigley will be there from Night of the Demons and Return of the Living Dead, which is awesome punk rock zombie movie. A lot of other guests. Go on SpookyEmpire.com. You'll see it. I'm under the authors section. Nichols is getting there. They're taking their time updating it, but she'll be there. I'm going to go do panels. I'm going to moderate some of the author panels again. Help out with that, which will be awesome because basically without writing, we would have nothing. No writing means no anything for any shows because those all have writing. Any movie, mostly movies that are taken from books like Jaws and many, many other great movies were taken from books. No writing means no authors means no comic books. I mean, there's pictures, but you really do need to have a story as well. So it's really important that people like authors and writings because without it, we wouldn't have film. They still need to have a script most of the time. They still need some kind of direction. A lot of it's visual. Don't get me wrong. I love visual stuff too, and I love audio. Hence, I do a podcast and I do radio shows. But writing is extremely important. It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm married to an author. Yes, it does. No, but writing is important. I read a lot of cool books growing up. I used to read all the time in school. Not when they made me either, just to pass the time. And then I met Matt, and we read and RP'd and did all kinds of cool creative stuff. So, very awesome. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with it. So, definitely check out the author section and the actor section as well. A lot of cool events. We're doing a panel on podcasting, so if you want to look at how this is actually done, I'll show you all the little tricks I know and talk about how we made it 5 years, and I'm doing multiple shows, and they're doing all right. So, yeah, anyway, a lot of cool stuff, a lot of cool stuff. Let's see here. That was Coffin Cats back there. By the way, take a look at this page. It's T... J.Lynch-Horrorpunk-Artist-Extraordinaire. Now this guy, who I actually hung out with yesterday, who I'll be doing an interview with soon, is a local guy literally by my house, like in St. Lucie. And this dude, it loves punk rock. And he loves horror punk as well. And he has so many patches that he actually made. And he's an artist. Like this dude is making action figures for bands. Like, I think I saw Misfit action figures. I think some Calabrese ones. Check out his page. If you want a patch made, he can do patches. I got a cool Ghostbusters shirt drew up himself. And literally did his own screens and made his own shirts. I got a cool Nosferatu patch. That's badass. He's got all kinds of cool stuff. Check out his page. We're also in a horror punk group together too, that hosts patches and pins. So if you have that stuff, you might want to join. It's very cool. Dude's awesome. So take a look at TJ Lynch, Horror Punk Artist Extraordinaire. Awesome stuff. I'm definitely gonna be rocking out a lot of the stuff that I got from him on the McPatches that I'm building now for Spooky. Because my other one shrank. I'm trying to lose weight, but the other one kind of shrank on me, so I have to have a new one. Check them out. And then also, tonight is the, as we're talking, is the behind-the-scenes tour for Fright Nights at the South Florida Fairgrounds. So if you're into haunts, like really awesome haunts, check them out. It's a really, really good thing. I was there last year. The interview's up on Underground Horror Radio. It's also on the website. Check out our interview with that. We went through the houses. They're awesome. I will be doing an interview next week with them. And they got three brand new houses, plus attractions. Definitely go and take that, take a look. Tonight's behind the scenes, but I think starting tomorrow, Friday, it will actually be open. Let's see here. I just want to make sure. I don't want to say the wrong thing, you know, because that's just not cool. So let me find the actual website, myfrightnights.com. Here you go. Go to myfrightnights.com to buy tickets and everything else. It's over at the South Florida Fairgrounds by the Yesteryear Village, you know, where they have all the stuff. Good stuff. $25 gets you general admission, 3 out of 4 haunts, plus unlimited midway rides. So that's awesome. So it turns out they got 4 haunts. I thought it said 3. Not bad. So definitely check that out. It is open tomorrow on the 9th, 6 p.m. And it goes all the way the next 4 weeks on Thursdays through Saturdays. So, well, actually, yeah. So, definitely check that out. Very awesome. Fright Nights is awesome. You know, why wouldn't you check that out? So, definitely awesome. And besides, it's Halloween. Who doesn't want to get scared? I mean, seriously. Everybody's like, oh, that's just scary, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, come on, man. It's Halloween. Have fun. I mean, for crying out loud, it's fun. It's Halloween. Who doesn't want to do Halloween? These people are fucking driving me nuts with this non-Halloween shit, you know? I never understood it. You know what is awesome? I'll tell you what's awesome. There's plenty of great underground horror music out there. So you know what? We're going to go ahead and play right now The Man Who Is Death by my good friend who just had the CD put out. So definitely check out Truant. There it is. Truant. God damn, I'm so stupid. Truant and The Man Who Is Death.
Yeah. I've got silver bullets up on my way. My way. You should get away. You should run away.
I'll be turning into a better world.
You should get away. Why don't you run away?
It's a ghost that I can't look away.
You should get away. You should run away.
I'll be turning into a better world.
You should get away. Why don't you run away?
It's a ghost that I can't look away.
Never was meant for that life, oh no. the pine box top it and to rest my soul. Way down yonder on that rugged road, in the pine box top it and rest my soul. Way down yonder on that rugged road, in the pine box top it and rest my soul. What a
drive, 'cause watching people die can make you feel so alive. gun. So throw away your clicker now, the flicks have begun. Cause there's nothing you can do while fully dressed. It's as fun as watching TNT beneath the bug zapper light. We're tearing the heart out of Saturday night.
Now Frankenstein, and I want to know what the fuck you're doing with my time.
Damn right, Ghostbusters. Oh man. So anyway, yeah, it's Halloween. So if you're new to this program, which probably a lot of you are, or maybe you all left, I don't know, I don't work here. But if you are new, first of all, although this is all mostly Halloween-centric, the basically randomness of playing odd shit is not. So that you need to get used to. So if that's not your cup of tea, you can go fuck yourself. Goodbye. I'm not here to please anybody. I'm not here to fucking, you know, do what other people want. That doesn't work with me. I do what I want, and I have fun with it. But no, for real, though, you know, that's kind of the whole point. Now, if you want some really good punk rock shows, this is not the show for you. This is the random ADD show that this guy just plays fucking weird stuff. A lot of it's punk rock, especially underground. Like, a lot of it, all of it's underground stuff, normally, and then Halloween, I just get weird. But Sick Boys Radio, that's some good shit right there. Those guys are awesome. Listen to that show. That's on this fine station. If you want proper punk rock with a couple guys that are in bands that play some sweet fucking punk rock and have their shit together, then Loud, Fast, and Shitty is for you. That's that show. That show is fucking awesome. Listen to that one. If you want a show, if you want the show that this show probably should have been, that plays punk rock, tells you what it is, and then does it properly, then you're going to have to go with The Best Tables in Hell. Not to mention also Brothers Grimm. These are all much better shows than this one. I have no fucking illusions about that. But that's the thing. Like, even Underground Horror Radio, which is my other show, which is actually a lot better, with my wife, who's really the host, that one's better, too, because I'm not alone. But, you know, if you want, like, really, really good horror shows that have on all these guests and all that, then there's other podcasts. I wanted to do something completely ass-backwards that I didn't even know what the fuck I was doing when I was doing it. That's how this works. Do I do interviews? Yes, I got plenty of interviews with bands. It all goes up on the Bandcamp or Podbean page, so you can listen to it all you want. This one is just me rambling off on stupid shit playing music. A lot of it's a lot of fun, good music that I like from a lot of great bands. So anyway, that's kind of what you're in for here. So, it's October. You got Fright Nights to go to. Halloween Horror Nights is this weekend. I'm going on Sunday with the wife for our anniversary. We got married a year ago. I'm still here. It's amazing, considering she puts up with me so much. So we're doing Halloween Horror Nights. I got a Freddy vs. Jason house. I'm psyched. 3 weeks of spooky on Halloween. And also check out Enigma Haunt, which is down in Boca Raton, down south, if you live in Florida. If you don't live in Florida, then go. If you live up north somewhere in like Pennsylvania, New Jersey, any of these other places, please go to your respective haunts that may or may not be a town over from where you live. Do that. That's awesome. Florida-wise, we don't really have a lot of, you know, hot cornfield mazes because it's kind of hot. I don't know. It just doesn't work here. But there are a lot of inside-built haunts that are awesome. So, check out Enigma Haunt down in Boca. We did an interview with them. Check out the interview. It's on the Bandcamp page, Underground Horror Radio, Renegade, PalmCon 2015. I also did some stuff with Not For Air that's not quite normal characteristic of the show. For instance, right now I'm saying fuck yourself. During these interviews, I did not say that. Which is really, people are probably like, well, that's so weird, but it's not. Because I like to present myself as the most unprofessional professional, meaning that my show-wise, I say horrible stuff, and then I play music, and I give you what I feel. And the interviews, you know, these are about the other people and what they're doing. And to me, that's important. So I, you know, there was a couple charities that were doing some stuff. I went down and I did them. Treasure Coast Autism Awareness Project, which is awesome. And Stoke Shows Florida, which is an amazing group. They do all kinds of different shows all over for different charities and just awesome shows in general. So check those things out. They're awesome. The interview's up on also on the Not For Air Bandcamp page, so check that out under Interviews 2015. Oh, no, actually, I think I just called it Stoke Shows Florida. I can't remember. But good stuff. A lot of cool things to learn about, so very awesome. Now we're back to our regular scheduled fuckery where I make fun of things. So it's 2015, right? We got Halloween costumes. I already bitched about the Halloween stores kind of sucking now when I went to Spirit with the wife. And Walmart's got a couple of good ones, but not really. You see, when I was a kid, Walmart, and I know a lot of people are probably going to fucking shit bricks. People are like, wait a minute, Walmart was never okay. But see, growing up, before it became a Super Walmart, a regular Walmart, which is the one I worked in Jupiter before, now it's a Super Walmart too, it was like the shit. Like, Walmart was the place. I'd go there, I could play PlayStation games, PlayStation 2 games, GameCube games when they first come out, you know, and they're like, oh, don't hog the machine, I tell them to go away. And then they had like literally like two or three aisles of really good Halloween stuff, from foggers to costumes, the masks, it was and blood capsules. It was like legit awesome. All right, and this is like back in like 95, 98, 99, you know, growing up in high school and in middle school. It was awesome. I mean, legit fucking awesome. And now I go in there, and I don't think it's just because I'm an adult in my 30s. You know, it just, I look, and it makes me sad. Because, hey, I don't want to be in Walmart anyway, because it's so full of retards and degenerates and monsters and weirdos. I don't want to deal with it. And just disgusting, mean people that go there. And don't go in the fucking, go out the entrance door and come in the exit door. I can't stand that shit. It drives me absolutely nuts. But it's just, you look through the 3.5 fucking, not even real fucking aisles they put for Halloween. At least the one over here in St. Lucie West. And it's like, the fuck? It's crap. The stuff's all cheaper. I mean, not cheaper price, like cheaply made. The cool thing I bought from there was the robot head that I use now for the robot suit. And they don't even fucking make that anymore. Like, there was no robot heads this year. It's fucking ridiculous. Man, it, granted, I got the robot head 2 years ago. So, or was it? No, it was 2 years ago. And it's just, you go through there, they don't have, they used to have soundtracks playing, and they had, like, all these different tapes and CDs you can buy for Halloween, and now it's like, no. And that makes me sad, because I'm like, you don't know how many fucking, and I'm only going to talk about this on Underground Horror Radio with Nicole, but for those of you who don't listen to that show, you can listen to this. You don't know how many hours I used to spend, especially when I got grounded one October, that I had to sit in my room. Luckily, I couldn't go out and play, which was like my favorite thing in the world, is go out with my friends. But I still had my Nintendo, and I still had a TV with cable, basic cable. So I can get Disney Channel, and I used to play like actually pretty cool stuff, like Halloween Town. It was awesome. And Sci-Fi had a bunch of cool shit on, and you know, horror movies. So that was cool. That's kind of how I spent most of my childhood. And we used to have a screened-in window on your window. So I would open, because it was cool breeze. It was, you know, fall, so it wasn't really hot then. And I would have a tape player. See, I always knew one day I'd be a fucking DJ. Right? So I had a tape player in the window, like a regular little portable radio cassette player. And I had like a really awesome sound system that I got when I was like 20. Or no, I was like 18. But I would play it in the window with the Halloween music that I got from Walmart. That was like, it wasn't like songs like, you know, One Eyed, you know, whatever the hell, and all that. It wasn't like that. It was like sounds, like Halloween, like, ooh, and like dogs barking and wolves howling and the wind rustling and that kind of cool stuff. And I would just do that to freak people out that walked by. Because it's fucking October, people. It's like, that was the whole thing, was to fucking go balls out. And I was a kid, and I would like make up my room into like a haunted house. It was fucking rad. I mean, that shit was awesome. Still is. Now I go to Walmart, and I look at their shit, and I'm like, this is lame. You know? It's fucking, what the fuck kind of shit is that? Fucking Walmart. Ugh, just one more reason I hate Walmart, kind of like how I hate Facebook. You know what? I'm noticing a trend that I just kind of hate everything. Isn't that horrible? Like, for real. Isn't that, like, just fucking terrible that that's how it is? Like, how I would feel? It's awful. Hate's a terrible thing. Don't hate people. It's not good. What do I feel like playing now? You know what? I know what I want to play. Who wants to hear some Cadaver Man? Because I know. They're on the station quite a bit. But I played them last week, and, you know, I do that often. But they have a whole album right now that's out that's basically about video games. And I'm going to play a twofer because it's for Thursday, and I don't care. Enjoy.
What you gonna do when she look at your hair? What you gonna do? strange. Faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange.
we rock the mic like a motherfucking samurai. It's a zombie apocalypse, and you know you should have bought good seats for the zombie show. You came here alive, but you leave undead, because the zombie apocalypse starts in your head.
1, 2, 1, 2!
A motherfucking samurai. It's a zombie apocalypse, and you know you should have bought good seats for the zombie show. You came here alive, but you leave undead, cause the zombie apocalypse starts in your head. I've been on Earth for a century since I died. I spent a century fuck up zombified. Everybody knows that there is no rest, and if you're wicked, best get up on the boom best.
Creeping on the ground, we're coming up fast and we're bringing a sound. State to state, hood to hood, get a wild zombies, no, I can't be good. Don't check your brains at the door. We're hungry as fuck, you will eat some more.
And welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio here on PodunkRadio.com. Check out Podunk Weekly. Lots of good stuff. It's on 24/7. Lots of good shows like Sick Boys, like I said, and fucking Loud, Fast, and Shitty, and everybody else. Very good stuff, man. Very good stuff. If you're into metal, if you're a metalhead, go check out Metal Zone Radio as well. A lot of good programming on there as well. Not to mention metal, which is awesome. Anyway, happy Halloween. I know it's not actually Halloween, but if you listen to the show, you should know better that I'm celebrating all month long. So if you're not really down for that, then kindly go fuck yourself. I don't really care. I don't care then, I don't care now. That's just the way this goes. But a lot of cool stuff happening. A lot of cool stuff coming up. So watch sci-fi, watch AMC, I think, is starting to get their horror stuff going because of The Walking Dead's coming back. Which is awesome. Go to a local haunt. See a horror band. I know I was talking to Todd, my buddy Todd, yesterday, who does that awesome patches and stuff. And he's like, is there any good horror punk? And I'm like, not here. There's good punk bands here. You know, Break the Hero's good. Spicoli. You know, of course, Church Girl is another great band. But the only horror-ish band locally, really, is Ghetto Zombies, which I just played. So, very awesome. Anyway, I don't know. That's it. I'm going to play probably one or two more songs, and I'm getting the fuck out of here. I got stuff to do. Tune in if you like horror stuff and all that. Check Underground Horror Radio, which is on Saturday night about 9:30-ish. whenever the replays are done, we'll be on. Definitely check that out. And then that's it. I'll tell you how everything went at Halloween Horror Nights when I get back here next Thursday. Don't forget to also check Podbean for all the episodes that aired. Like this one will be on there. All the past stuff. Not for Air Underground on Facebook. Well, Not for Air Radio on Facebook. Check that out as well. Check out all the bands. You know, just do something. God damn. I'll have to fucking hold your hand. Anyway, bye.
Go ahead. Air Underground Radio.